نشكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال في كل حال، لأنك سترتنا عنفنا حفظتنا قلتنا لي كشفت علينا عضدتنا أتيت بنا إلى ذي ساعة.
اطلبوا لكي يرحمنا الله ويطرف على أينا ويسمعنا ويعيننا ويقبل سؤالات وطلبات قدسي منهم بالصلاح عنا في كل حين، وأن يجعلنا مستحقين أن ننال من شركة أسرار المقدسة المباركة لمغفرات خطايانا.
Dans nos d'achever ce saint jour et tous les jours de notre vie, en toute paix dans ta crainte, toute envie, toute tentation, toute acte satanique, l'intrigue des méchants, l'attaque des ennemis visibles et invisibles, éloigne-les de nous et de tout ton peuple et de cette église, de cette table et de ce lieu saint qui est à toi. Mais comme nous de tous les dents, bon est-il, car c'est toi qui nous as donné le pouvoir de piétiner les serpents, les scorpions et toutes les forces de l'ennemi. باركهم قدسهم اكثرهم اعطيهم لك هذا الفوز يا سيد بس مزيج لك سيد ذاك الجنين ما دايما تقول تفتحين قول يا ابن اخي ما وفرت فتحين غفرت من سبحان الله انا استغفر الله عبيدك حالنا حال كل شعبنا نقف قومنا لانك انت لنا
يرث كل الشعب وضعتي يكون محللين في المثلث قدوس الاب والابن والروح القدس فمن الكنيسه الواحد وحيد المقدس الجامع رسوليه فالاثنى عشر رسولا وناظر الاله القديس مرقس الرسول الطاهر الشهيد والبطرك القديس سويرس معلم دسكورس قديس اثنسس الرسولي قديس بطرس خاتم الشهداء رئيس كهن قديس يوحنا فم الذهب قديس كيرلس قديس باسيلس قديس اوراريس فاسس مال سمانش المنقي والمئة وخمسين قسطنطني والمائتين باسس فما بين الطبر المكرم رئيس الاساقف بطريرك من بابا الانبشنود الثالث فما حقت
readings from a chapter from the Corinthians. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to the spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Grace of God the Father be with us all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle of our Father Saint Peter, my beloved. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which you have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, at your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of the world, love not the world, neither the things pertaining to the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. He that does the will of God remain forever. Amen. فصل من أعمال وجهاد آبائنا الرسل الأطهار المشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس، بركة صلواتهم وطلباتهم فلتكن معك ومعي آبائي إخوتي أمين. وبعدما سكت أجاب يعقوب قائلا: أيها رجال إخوتنا اسمعوني، سمعان قد أخبر كيف اتخذ الله أولا الأمم ليأخذ منهم شعبا على اسمه، وهو توافق أقوال الأنبياء كما هو مكتوب: سأرجع بعد هذا وأبني أيضا خيمة داود الساقطة وأبني أيضا مردمها وأقيمها ثانية لكي يطلب الباقون من الناس الرب وجميع الأمم الذين دعي اسمي عليهم، يقول الرب الصانع هذا الأمر المعروف عند الرب منذ الأزل. لذلك أنا أقضي ألا يثقل على الراجعين إلى الله من الأمم، بل يرسل إليه من يمتنع عن ذبائح الأصنام والزنا والمخنوق والدم المائت، لأن موسى منذ الأجيال القديمة له في كل مدينة من يكرز به إذ يقرأ في المجامع في كل سبت. حينئذ رأى الرسل والقصوص وكل الكتبة أن يختاروا رجالا منهم ليرسلوهم إلى أنطاكيا مع بولس وبرناباس، يهوذا الذي دعي برسباس وسيلاس رجلين متقدمين في الإخوة، وكتبوا بأيديهما للرسل والقصوص والإخوة الذين في أنطاكيا وكيليكيا والشام: أيها الإخوة الذين من الأمم، افرحوا لأننا قد سمعنا أن قوما منكم قد خرجوا فأقلقوكم إذ يميلون أنفسكم بأقوال لم نقلها، فقد رأينا واقتنعنا برأي واحد واخترنا رجلين وأرسلناهما إليكم مع حبيبنا برناباس وبولس، إناس قد بذلوا أنفسهم على اسم ربنا يسوع المسيح. فأرسلنا معهما يهوذا وسيلاس وهما أيضا يخبرانكم بهذا القول، لأن الروح القدس قد ارتضى ونحن أيضا أن لا نزيد عليكم ثقلا أكثر غير هذه الضرورية. احفظوا نفوسكم من ذبائح الأوثان ومن دم الميت والمخنوق ومن الزنا، وهذه إذا حفظتم نفوسكم منها فنعم ما تصنعون، كونوا معافين، لم تزل كلمة رب تنمو وتعتز وتكسر في بيعته من الآن إلى الأبد آمين.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The 17th day of the blessed month of Kiyak, His blessing will be with us all, Amen. On this day, we commemorate the departure of St. Luke the Stylite and the relocation of his sacred relics. He was born in Persia of Christian parents. He became a soldier and was promoted until became a centurion. Later in his life, he wanted to live a solitary life. He left the world and all its glory and became a monk in one of the monasteries of the East. When his virtues were known, he was ordained a priest. From this time on, he devoted himself to the ascetic life in prayers and in fasting. He used to fast 6 days at a time and then break his fast on the seventh day after Mass by eating a qurbana and some green pulse beans. He lived on the top of a high rock for 3 years. One day he heard the voice of an angel calling him by his name to go down. When he went down, the angel showed him a cross of light. He followed the voice and the cross went before him until he came to some mountains. There he stayed for some time, teaching his visitors the way of salvation. He was inspired by God to go near Constantinople. He went and dwelt in a village nearby on the top of a rock in the shape of a pillar for 45 years, fighting the spiritual fight. For this reason he was called Stylite. God granted him the gift of prophecy and the gift of performing miracles. He healed everyone who went to him. When he completed his holy course, he departed on the 15th day of Kiak. His disciples told the people about his departure, and the Pope went with the priests, crosses and censers. They arrived at the site where the body of the saints was. They carried him to Constantinople on the third day of his departure, and they placed him in an altar. Then they graved, they prayed the third day prayer. All the believers present received the blessing of the sacred body. They put him in a marble sarcophagus next to the bodies of the saints. God revealed many signs and miracles from his body. May his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Three saintly disciples and honorable apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May be worthy to you and to act according to the holy gospel through the prayers of you, all saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, نذكر أيضا يا سيدنا كل الذين أمروا الأصول أن نذكرهم في سؤالاتنا وطلباتنا التي نرفع عليك رب إلهنا الذين صبوا فرخضوا يا ربنا يحم مرضى شعبك فيهم لأنك أنت حياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا رجعنا كلنا شفاءنا كلنا قيامتنا كلنا وأنت للمنك
Acostumento a Evangelho
Que o fez mofo em Abraão Que o senteni gom Gemar em você Que o senteni gom Que o senteni gom Que o senteni gom Evangelho Anagnos mal بخوف أمام الله وانصت لسماع الإنجيل المقدس وصل شريف من بشارة معلمنا مارينو البشير والتلميذ الطاهر بن شويسو بن نوتيو بن سوتيرو بن روتيرين إيسوس بخريستوس ابشيري ام بنوتي تنخبي ونفشا اني في افاق النوتي به Reading from the Psalm of our Father David, his prophet. And the King, may his blessing rest upon us. Amen. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. Lead me to the rock that is higher. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong In the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, wealth, glory forever. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to be a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he had enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it began to mock him. Saying this man began to build and was not able to finish, or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able
with 10,000 to meet him, who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks condition of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its favor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill. But man throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him
Introduite au monde par l'envie de Satan, tu l'as détruite par la manifestation effiante de ton Fils unique, notre Seigneur, Dieu Sauveur, Jésus-Christ. Tu as rempli la terre de la paix céleste avec laquelle les armées des gens te glorifient en disant gloire à Dieu au plus haut des cieux. Et sur la terre, paix aux hommes, objet de sa complaisance.
Priez pour la paix parfaite, l'amour, le baiser pur et apostolique.
Dans ta complaisance, France, O Seigneur,